Blog Talk Radio.
That's it. We're about to go out with a bang. Y'all ready? Hands up, real quick.
Never failing, I know that all things are working for my good. Yeah, he's intentional. Never failing, all things are working
for my good.
He's intentional.
Intentional.
Hey, and he's never failing.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Spirit Alive Ministries Christian Podcast Network, your global transformation station. Good evening, everyone. I'm Apostle Shalene Cook, and I am blessed to welcome you all here once again to All Nations Bible Study for this Wednesday, hallelujah, December the 21st, 2022. Now, let me introduce to you your host and your facilitator, Apostle Zeta Flowers, who is the founding senior pastor of All Nations Christian Fellowship located in Oakland, California. She is also a major contributor here to the Spirit Alive Ministries Network, and she loves the Lord, and tonight she is going to be bringing us another installation of her Bible study. So please get something to write with and to write on, and your Bibles, because for the next 90 minutes, you are going to hear a sumptuous feast from your anointed teacher, Apostle Zeta Flowers. Amen.
Amen.
Apostle Zeta?
I'm sorry. I was muted. All right. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm, as always, happy to be on, and we'll be sharing tonight on obedience, where I left off last week, and then going into preparing to share about stewardship, because in order to be a good steward, we need to be obedient. Otherwise, if we're not obedient, we won't be good stewards over what God has given us, what he's given us to do, and so forth. But we must walk in obedience to God. So I'm going to share a bit here to open up with, but let us have a word of prayer. Father God, we come to you tonight looking to you, Lord, for all that we need, because everything that we need is in you. And so we look to you tonight, and we ask, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, that in the sharing tonight in this Bible study, that you will open up our understanding in the name of Jesus, what it really means, hallelujah, to follow in your footsteps, what it really means to be obedient to you, and what it really means, Lord, to please you in the things that we do, so that we can go forth in this life and be good stewards over what you have entrusted us with. In Jesus' holy and righteous name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So God's will for us was planned in eternity before we were even born. God knew who we would be, where we would live, and he knew what we would look like. He established our purpose. He established our identity and our destiny before we were even born. Praise God. God has purpose that you would be sent to the earth. I'm sorry. Sent out into the earth with his purposes in mind, and to perform his will and to advance his kingdom. God knows every thought of your mind and desire of your heart. Satan does not possess these characteristics. He would like for us to think of him as a supreme being, but he is not. He is a fallen angel who was cast out of heaven. Praise God. Hallelujah. So I wanted to mention that tonight, because I'm going to also talk about how the enemy tries to hinder us in our doing what God has given us to do. Praise God. Even in being a good steward, the enemy tries to cause us to think that we cannot perform the very things that God has given us to do. Praise God. He tries to set us back. He tries to trip us up. He tries to get in the way of what God has in store for us, so that we won't receive all that God has promised us. Praise God. All right. I wanted to get that out, because we're going to talk about that too, and how we can come against these forces of the enemy, so that we can go forth and accomplish the things that God has given us to do. Following the Lord requires our obedience to his word. And we need to be sensitive to his Holy Spirit. Scripture clearly teaches us to forgive others as we have been forgiven, as in Ephesians 4, verse 32. Anger, resentment, and a desire for revenge are natural responses, but following Christ requires that we turn from these and pray to have a forgiving spirit and God's supernatural love for even for our offenders. It may take time to reach this point, but as we allow the Holy Spirit to change our minds and our hearts, forgiveness will come to us because God has provided everything we need to faithfully follow him. His word is our guide, and his spirit enables us to overcome our own natural impulses and to obey his instructions. So we must cooperate with his work in us by denying sinful responses and choosing instead to walk in the power of his spirit every day. Following Jesus isn't just a one-time decision. It is a way of life, praise God. And so we want to make sure that we're walking the walk, not just talking the talk, but to continue to be in the will of God. Amen. So we must seek God's will continually and live our lives walking in obedience. And walking in obedience, we don't just listen or read God's word, we obey it. David said in Psalms 119, verse 101, I have refused to walk on an evil path so that I may remain obedient to your word. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we must walk the walk and not just talk the talk. Hallelujah. And realize and know that God wants what is best for us. He really does. He wants what is best for us. Praise God. And so a lot of what we read in his word and hear in his holy word is that God really wants us to be blessed in the body of Christ. He really does. And some of the things that he has given us to do, even the things that we don't really understand, are for our good. He is, like the song, he is intentional in everything that he does and everything that he gives us to do. He is intentional about it. It must take place. It must go forth. We must do it. We must obey his voice. Amen. So we must read his word. We must read his word daily. And also ask God to empower us with his Holy Spirit. Jesus said, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. Let us read John, the 14th chapter and the 15th verse. So if we love him, we will obey him, right?
Right.
That's what it says in his word. We don't obey God, then something's missing. The love of God is missing. Praise God. So chapter 14 and the 15th verse, it tells us here what I just said. If you love me, keep my commandments. Praise God. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter that he may abide with you forever. Praise God. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. All right? He says, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you yet in a little while, and the world seeth me no more, but ye see me because I live. Ye shall all, because I live, ye shall also live. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank
Amen.
You, Jesus. So that is our promise. We promise that the Holy Spirit would be with us. Hallelujah. So he is. And, you know, if anyone is listening in or don't know whether they have the Holy Spirit dwelling in them or not, then we need to pray for that, for them, that they be filled with the Spirit of God, his Holy Spirit, praise God, that helps them, keeps them, nudges them when they're attempting to go off the path or whatever, uncertainties, not knowing which way to go. The Holy Spirit will guide you and keep you, praise God, and help you to obey God. Being obedient to God brings forth blessings. Now, we that really love God, we don't just obey God to receive his blessings, because we obey God simply because he's asked us to, and he also, and we also know that this is how we please God, by obeying him. Mm-hmm. And we should have that desire to want to please God, to want to do whatever he tells us to do, because he is God. And he is in control. Hallelujah. In control of everything. He is the controller of all things because he made all things. And that includes us as well. Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
So even in our obedience, it brings about healing, closeness, love, and prosperity. Because when we obey God, in our obedience, God does certain things for us, all right, that we would not have happen for us if we're going to continue to walk in disobedience.
Amen.
So we are blessed. We are blessed. Hallelujah. And that's what he wants us to be. He wants us to be blessed. He wants us to enjoy all of the things that he has given us, the resources, everything. Our families, our loved ones, our friends, all right, those that we share with on our daily walk, those that are in our churches, those that are involved with us in our ministries, praise God, hallelujah. The Lord wants us to know that all of this is for us, praise God. All that he did on Calvary, and all that he continues to do, it's all about us. He has us in mind about all of it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, there is a scripture in, let's see, let's go to John, the 36th chapter. John 36, verses 11 and 12. I think that's where I'm trying to go. No, that's the wrong scripture. I'm sorry. Let's go to Job 36. I'm sorry. We want to go to Job. Okay.
Amen.
And the book of Job is between, let's see, it's just before you get to Psalms. I have too many things in between my pages. That's the problem. Okay, Job, I'll get it in a minute. Job 36.
Mm-hmm.
Anything. It says, if they obey and serve him, they shall spend their days in prosperity and their years and pleasures. But if they obey not, they shall perish by the sword, and they shall die without knowledge. Praise God. So we want to make sure that we obey God and that we serve him. He wants us to prosper. He wants us to spend our years in pleasure. He wants us to enjoy. He wants us to rejoice. He wants us to have hope in him. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
All
Amen.
Right. Praise God. And I sure would not want to die without knowledge. Especially of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. All right. So we can enjoy his blessings. We can enjoy his blessings right here and now on this earth. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
The best
yeah.
is yet to come. But he wants us to enjoy one another. He wants us to enjoy life. He wants us to enjoy the things that he has given us, the beauty. Hallelujah. Earth, you know, he has put many things here for us to enjoy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And also, walking in obedience unlocks the blessings not only for us, but also for our children. He's promised, you know, an inheritance for all of us, you know, including our children.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. There's power in obedience. Hallelujah. Praise God. And we need his power. Hallelujah. When we're walking in obedience, when we are serving God, hallelujah, and knowing that the Holy Spirit is teaching us, the Holy Spirit is leading us, hallelujah, that's powerful. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So we need to, there are times that we need to persevere to be able to walk in obedience to God, because there's so many other things that are coming at us all the time. When God tells us to do something, well, the next thing we hear is a word from someone else, okay? Satan is using different devices to prevent us from really obeying God. Even in our obedience, we have to persevere sometimes and go through. And if someone has another idea for us and you know you've heard from God, we just have to be honest and tell that person, that's not his will for me. I need to do this. This is what God told
Amen.
Me to do. Because there is, you know, people will interfere with that. I've had it. I've had it in my life. And there was a time in my life where I listened to someone else. I had to be focused on what did God really tell me to do? What is he telling me to do now? You know, what is he showing me now that I need to accomplish in obedience mm-hmm. to his will?
Yeah.
So we need to be mindful of these things. Something, God will give us something to do sometimes, and we'll get caught up with something else that seems like it's a little greener on the other side or whatever, and you want to go there. But God distinctly lets us know where he wants us to be if we only listen to what he is saying to us, what he's speaking to us. That if we pay attention, we won't fail. Amen. Hallelujah. Because we'll find ourselves doing the very thing that God gave us to do. So we have to be careful and be mindful that we want to please God. You know,
yes.
If you're a born-again believer, you want to please God. You want God to be pleased with you, with your actions, the times that you obey him. Praise God. And don't go off and do something else that is out of the will of God.
Mm-hmm.
James chapter 1 and verse 22 says, be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is likened to man beholding his natural face in a glass. Praise God.
Yes.
So we want to do what God says rather than what man says. All right? Praise God.
Yes.
And, you know, and we, and our obedience to God, it takes faith also, that we be mindful that the faith that we have and what we know of God, we can trust him and what he tells us to do. Stay focused, because it's he's telling us what to do, and we already have faith in him. So why go listen to someone else that's telling us what we should do and not do when we really know that God has already spoken to us? Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
And too often that's the case. Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 27 says, pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and the widows in their affliction and to keep himself spotted from the world. Now, there are a lot of things that we can do, and that falls into being a good steward, you know, giving up of ourselves, which we need to do in the body of Christ often, that we give up ourselves. And I heard Apostle Shirlene earlier say that it doesn't always mean money. It doesn't always
mm-hmm.
mean money. Our talents, mm-hmm. you know, our gifts, our callings, praise God, and absolutely our substance, which includes money. So all of these work in being a good steward. We need to be a good steward over everything that God has given us, our homes, our automobiles, mm-hmm. praise God, our money, yes, our finances, because he gives it to us, and we need to be able to know that we're to share it, we're to spend it in the way that God would have us to spend it, and not just be thinking of our own lavish ways and what we want, but also keep other people in mind as well. And then, of course, in our churches and our ministries, and of course, we should be giving of our finances. And when we cannot give of our finances, what about utilizing our talents? What about doing what we can do? Because we can all do something. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Our time,
yes.
giving of our time is really so important. And we experienced it when we had our on Saturday, this past Saturday, when we had our Christmas tea and celebration of our Lord and Savior. We there were different ones that came and gave of their time. Brother Marty came and gave of his time and gave of his the things that he could do to help, you know, and that was very much appreciated. And others came and helped serve in different ways. And,
yes.
You know.
Yes.
So we were all working together as a
yes.
body.
Yes.
And so things were accomplished. Even when the enemy was fighting early on to prevent it from even taking place, God stepped in, and he stepped in through his obedient servants, us. Praise God. So there is always a way that we can walk in obedience. Praise God. We have the love of God in us, and it should show forth because of that, because we have the love of Christ in us, because we care, because we're concerned about others. Praise God. Hallelujah. And so as the Lord helps us to share in the every way that we can give, praise God. And so that's
yeah.
a blessing. It's a blessing. and it helps us. It helps others. Praise God. And I was thinking on today about the first church and how they really understood and how they really cared. And there was no one without anything because the early church put what they had together and they divided it and no one was without.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great example. A great example for all of us, praise God, and how they did it. And so sometimes we have so much to share that if we don't give it out, it's going to be wasted. Because the Lord blesses us so greatly that we need to share. We need to share. Praise God. We need to give. When we know that there's a need, we need to try to fill the need. Okay? When there's a need of a healing, we need to go forth with that also, whether it be prayer or laying on our hands, you know, whatever God instructs us to do, then we need to do that. Praise God. So that's what it means to really walk in obedience. Last time I shared what would happen to us if we disobeyed God. Talked about the blessings, talked about the curses. And, you know, we don't have to have the curses. Praise God. If we walk in obedience, if we just simply do what God says. And, you know, and some people say, well, you know, I don't know what he's telling me. Well, if you get into his word, if you hear the preached word, if you read the word for yourself, if you attend Bible study, you will learn what God, we will learn his instructions. We will know his instructions. We will then be able to follow his instructions because it comes by way of the word. Amen? The spoken word, when we read the word, when God sends a prophet to give us a word, we get it. You know, there are ways to get it. So we don't have to be without knowing God's instructions.
Amen.
For us walking in obedience.
Ask
because
him.
He gives
Amen.
It to us. He gives it to us.
Yes.
Praise God.
Yes.
He doesn't hold back. Just like he doesn't
Amen.
Hold back his wisdom, which we so greatly need, God's wisdom in our walk in obedience. We need that.
Yes.
We need to know. Praise God. Hallelujah. We need his knowledge. We need his wisdom. We definitely need his word. Praise God. And we need faith. Hallelujah. And we can always ask God to increase our faith.
Yes.
Praise God. Hallelujah. And oftentimes God will give us something to do. And we think about the fact that, you know, we're not capable, you know, or how can I do this, you know, and I don't have the means to do this with. I don't have what I need. I don't have all of the finances that I need. Okay, then we go to God and we ask him, because whatever he gives us to do, he's going to give us the provisions to get
yeah,
it done.
Amen. That's right.
Amen.
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 That's right.
Hallelujah. So we have no excuses in the body of Christ. We have no excuses to walk in obedience when God has laid it all out for us and we know exactly what to do. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. And I just want to say this thing about stewardship. We must be godly stewards. If we walk in obedience, that's not going to be a problem. We have a personal responsibility for managing what God has given us. He has given us plenty. And I'm going to read some verses concerning stewardship. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we really, it's really important that we're obeying God because we can't be good stewards if we're not walking in obedience. Praise God. Hallelujah. He said, the just shall live by faith. That's how we must live, by faith. We're not going to always see everything laid out for us the way we would like it. But if God gives us to do something, just know by faith that we can walk by faith. Hallelujah. And we can live by faith. Praise God. Knowing that we can trust God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's go to Romans 10 and verse 17. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. So it says in the word here that I just spoke, it says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Praise God. So when we hear, praise God, hallelujah, that's how we can know, okay? So when we hear the word, hallelujah, then we know by faith that the word is true. Amen. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Just like when we first got saved. Verse 9 says, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. So even when we got saved, we got saved by faith. We believed. And we need to continue to believe by faith throughout our walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to continue, hallelujah, continue allowing our faith to grow. Praise God. Remember the mustard seed. How that one little mustard seed can grow. Praise God. Hallelujah. Grow into a big bush, a tree. Hallelujah. That's how our faith should grow. Praise God. Same. Amen. So, some other scriptures I wanted to share before I have to close. But we also need to know that we belong to God. Like everything else belongs to God, we too belong to Him. Praise God. So when we know that we belong to Him also, we need to be focused on the fact that whatever God has given us to do in His Word, that's what we should do. Praise God. We should be loyal and walk in humility. Praise God. And because we have to realize and know that being in the will of God, being obedient to God and being good stewards for Him, taking care of all of the things that He has given us. And I spoke about our talents, our callings, and so forth. God has given us, and He's given us all these things for us to build kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
And His concern is that we reach souls for His kingdom. And so in being a good steward, as we do that and become good stewards, then that's where our focus should be, praise God, which is coming into that place where we're wanting others to be saved, that we be really be about our Father's business, and bringing souls to Christ.
Yes.
Building a great harvest, praise God, and being a good laborer in the kingdom, making sure that we reach the world, that the world will know Jesus, praise God,
yes.
And then we will have
Amen.
Been a good steward. But let's see. Okay, let's see. Let's go to, I have a few scriptures here. I'm going to close. One of them is 1 Peter 4, the 4th chapter and the 10th verse. And it says, as every man has received the gift, even so minister the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. Praise God. Hallelujah. So, you know, we have received. So we want to minister that same that we have received of the Lord. Hallelujah. That we're being good stewards. Hallelujah. So that
mm-hmm.
others will also be affected by it. Praise God. It says here, good stewards of the manifold grace of God. What he has bestowed upon us, we want to also make sure that we bestow that upon others as well. Praise God. Hallelujah. It says here in the 11th verse, if any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which God has given, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever. Amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And I might as well read the rest because we're going to go through some fiery trials.
Got your
we're
time.
Go through
you got plenty of time, Apostle. You got plenty of time.
Okay. Okay. And persecutions and all of these things, praise God. It says, beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. But rejoice inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy, praise God. And he wants us to have that. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Jesus
yeah.
is our unspeakable joy. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Our unspeakable joy. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we can joy in him all the time, even through our sufferings. Praise God. And the things that we have to go through in this life and on this earth.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So we want to make sure that we're being a good steward. Hallelujah. A biblical good steward. Praise God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Knowing how to be a good steward according to the Word of God and meditating and studying and being a doer of the word ourselves, praise God. Others are going to be affected by that. It's going to bless others. So it's not just about us harboring the things that God gave to us. We want to give that, all right, also. And when we give, God gives back to us.
Yes.
When we put out, he puts back in. All right?
Mm-hmm.
So we can't beat God giving.
Amen.
Praise God. No matter how we try.
That's
Amen.
Right.
He's going to always give back to us. That should not even be our concern. Praise God. Let's go to, Amen. Let's go to 1 Peter 4:10, Colossians 3:23. Colossians 3, verse 23. Says, and whatsoever ye do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto men, praise God, knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ. Amen. So in serving others, praise God, know that you're serving him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So it's a blessing in serving. Now I'm going to go in that same chapter, the 13th verse says, forbearing one another and forgiving one another, if any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And then it mentions here again in the 17th verse, and whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Amen. Praise God. So we want to make sure that we serve, that we and that's in being a good steward. We will automatically serve. We will automatically share. We will automatically give, because it will be in our hearts to do so. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. I have one in Corinthians. First Corinthians. Chapter 4 and verse 2. It says, let a man so account of us as of the ministers of Christ and the stewards of the mysteries of God. Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. All right. So we want to be found faithful in doing the things that God gives us to do in the way of being good stewards. Praise God. And remembering that everything does belong to him. Everything belongs to him. Praise God. Hallelujah. We might possess it. It might be in our possession, but it still belongs to God.
Still belongs.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And let's see, Psalms 24 and verse 1 says, the earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That includes us, right?
Mm-hmm.
We dwell here in this world, so we belong to him as well. Let's see. I'm going to go to chapter 5, verse 8. And it says, but if any provide not for his own, and especially for those of his own house, he has denied the faith and is worse than an infidel. Okay? That's not being a good steward when you don't take care of your own. Praise
That's
God.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The Bible says you're worse than an infidel. Praise God. So we must keep all of this in mind, knowing others in the body of Christ. Hallelujah. and being in unity with one another. Praise God. Hallelujah. This is God's will for us. Hallelujah. That we be in unity. Praise God. That we're able to be reconcilers. Hallelujah. All of us, we're all called to that. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Well, I'm going to, there's more scriptures, but I'm going to stop here and close out. And then next time, our subject matter, our topic will be on evangelism. Evangelism and evangelizing. And so with that, being a good steward also ties in with that as well. So we will be sharing some more on being a good steward as well. Amen. All right. I'm going to close with that. And I hope and pray that the listeners received. Amen. All right.
God bless you all. Glory to God. What a wonderful lesson on obedience and stewardship on tonight. Praise Jesus. So if you are sitting in our studio and you have a comment or a question or a praise, you are now welcome to push your 1 on your keypad, and I will address you by your area code and the last 4 digits of your phone number. But we also have some other anointed servant leaders from Spirit Alive in the house. So we have Minister Adam Tuggle and Mother Shirley Mitchell. And we will, at this time, you are more than welcome to have a word. So Minister Adam, hallelujah. Would you like to have a word this evening, my brother?
Praise the Lord, everybody. I thank God for... I thank the Lord for being here on tonight. I thank God for listening to the lesson on obedience and stewardship. It is a blessing for us to be obedient, unto the Lord, and to be a good steward of what he has given us, everything that he has given us. The Bible lets us know in Colossians 3:17, lets us know that whatsoever you do in word or in deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus. Anything that we do and anything that we say or do, we should do it to the glorification of the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
When you go in your home, when you're going to your jobs, we should do it in the name of Jesus. When we preach, we should preach in the name of Jesus. When we're in the grocery store, we should be in the grocery store going to the aisles in the name of Jesus, representing him. And that is being a good steward over what God has given you. Yes, the blessings are good, but it's an even bigger blessing when you're a good steward over the blessings that God has given you, just as well. As the Lord blessed us with it, he can also take it away, because we know that Job said, the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Yes.
We have to be good stewards over what we have. We have to be obedient over what we have, because all things are given by God. All things that are good are given by God. Let me rephrase that. All things that are given by God that is good unto our souls, and we can have 1,000,001 cars and 1,000,001 houses and multi-millions of dollars, but if our soul is not prospering, it's in vain. It's all in vain.
God will feel love.
The Bible lets us know that we should prosper as our soul prospers. And I really, really enjoyed the lesson on tonight on being obedient unto the Lord and being a good steward over what you have. And I also wanted to comment on what she said about being a good steward as far as providing for your house.
Because
I'm a husband, I'm a father, my own right, and it would be wrong of me, and this is what the Lord is giving me right now, to every man of God, to every man of God, to every man of God that calls yourself a man of God, if you are not taking care of your house, if you are not, if you are married, I don't care if you married, single, divorced, whatever. If you have children, and you're not taking care of them, you are, and an infidel is a sinner.
Yes.
That's what an infidel is. And you are worse than a sinner if you're not taking care of your children. If you are married and you're not taking care of your home, taking care of your wife and your children or whatever you might have, you're not taking care of it, what God has blessed you with, and you're not taking care of it, you are worse than a sinner. And it is a sin.
Come on.
And it is a sin. It is
Amen.
A sin
yes, it is.
Not
yes,
take care
is.
Of your house. It is
right.
a sin not to take care of, if you're married, it is a sin to not take care of your wife and your children. And you
That's right.
and you
right.
have your wife behind you. You have your wife behind you coming into the church, and she's got all the kids with her. That's wrong. I'm sorry to say
Amen.
It. No, I'm not.
No, you're not.
Because that's
Come
wrong.
On. Stop apologizing. Tell the truth. Come on.
That's
wrong. That's right.
And that's
good. That's good, Minister Tuggle.
Over what you have. And that's not being
that's
obedient
right.
unto God, because the Bible does let us know, as far as husbands are concerned, the Bible says, husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church.
That's right.
Yeah. And that is
being, he died
and
for
if
the
you
church,
love
honey.
Your wife, if you love your wife
yeah.
as Christ loved the church, you will put you. Now, I'm not telling you to put her before God, because that's not right.
No,
but
no,
she
no.
She is to be second
that's
to God.
Wife.
She
That's
is supposed
right.
to be underneath the Lord. It's supposed to be the
That's
Lord
right.
first, then her.
That's
then
right.
it's the children. And the
That's
only
right.
reason why I say the children second is because those children are eventually going to have to move out, and it's going to be you and her. I'm sorry.
That's right.
Let me go. I'm stopping.
Well,
I'm stopping.
All right, Holy Ghost. Go ahead.
Amen.
Go ahead, Holy Spirit.
I don't know what man
Somebody
needed
did.
That. And even these young women that are looking for men, these young women that are looking for men, you don't need to look for no man. The Bible lets you know that he who findeth the wife findeth a good thing. He is supposed to be looking for you, not you searching for him. And you
That's
and you
right,
definitely
man.
Are supposed to be searching
That's
outside
right.
of the house
That's
of God.
Right.
No way.
That's
I'm
right.
Done.
Amen,
I'm done.
Huh? Well,
thank you, Jesus.
Let the church say amen. The doors of the church is
amen.
Now open. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Mother Mitchell, come on in the room. Thank the Lord. Thank you, Minister Tuggle. That was absolutely Holy Ghost. Led and just phenomenal. Mother Mitchell, come on
yes,
in the room,
is.
Ma'am.
Amen. As usual, I'm just so thankful I could be here for this lesson, and I hope I'll be here for next week's lesson, because it's going to be just as good, I have no doubt. But, you know, there's so many morsels and so much meat in this lesson. You could do study after study after study on each of the some of the premises that Apostle Zeta pointed out about what being a good steward is. You know, I think the world has forgotten what these things really mean, because they think,
Man.
Oh, girl, I have $100 in the basket Sunday. Oh, no, I'm a good steward over what I got. No. Your $100, sometimes I think the Lord would have rather you kept your $100 and really
Amen.
Sit down in the Word and learned what a good steward is.
Come
he
on,
may
that
is doing
that's good
something
right there.
Else
yeah.
instead of putting your
yeah,
money in
that.
The basket, because it's not all about money. It's
no,
about
no, that's
everything.
Right.
Our kids, we need to be good stewards over them, because they are loaned to us. Our cars
yes.
and our houses, they don't belong to us. They are loaned
That's
right.
to us. That's right.
And at some
all
point,
right.
God is going to come back and take all of that away. For he said everything that has been lifted high and lifted up is going to pass away.
except what has been done, except what is done in His holy and mighty and righteous name.
That's right.
So, we need to be doing more studying, like, and having more Apostle Zetas out there who's just teaching the pure and simple word. If you don't know what you're supposed to be doing for the Lord, ask Him.
Thank you.
Read His word, and if you're not getting it from His word, you don't have anybody close to you to tell you, get down on your knees, as I have heard Bishop Shireen say, stop and drop and the Lord. He will tell you.
Yes.
He doesn't do anything that He doesn't want us to understand. He will tell you anything about His word, about who He is, about what He will give you to do, how He wants you to do it. He will tell you everything that you need to know. If you can't fret it out from His word and you're not understanding everything, because I know that's how I learned the Bible as a young person. I didn't understand a whole lot of it, but I prayed for understanding.
Yes, amen.
And He gave it to me. And then after I even prayed for understanding and I still didn't get it, in my prayer closet, I would ask Him, you know, Lord, I'm not sure I still understand what you're trying to say here. Can you explain it to me so I can understand it better? And He will
do it, Jesus. I promise you.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
I will stop there. But I just want to say to my sister and my friend, I love you, Apostle Zeta, because you bring such good teaching and such good words to us who are learning and listening and wanting to grow even more in the Lord and to have a teachable spirit. And to Brother Tuggle, I thank God for you because you always bring a good word and support, and support what has been said, and that's all good learning as well. And I thank God for you as well. Thank you, baby.
Amen. You know, I just love the lesson as usual. I've loved all the comments. Everything was just simply phenomenal, and this is, if you want to see good stewardship in application or hear it, you're hearing it right now. We have to be good stewards of God's word, first and foremost.
We have to,
why we have to graft it on the fleshy tables of our hearts so we don't get our priorities twisted. We don't get things out of order. We don't ever let the voices of the opinions of other people, pride or anything come in to distract us from first and foremost being obedient to God and then being good stewards. You know, we have to want to receive the word. We want to have, we should want to utilize the word of God. We should want to impart that word of God effectively to others. We should, this should be the desires of our hearts to be good stewards with the word of God. And then things. People are all tied up in their stuff. But as Mother Mitchell said, stuff is going to pass away.
Yes, it will.
As I heard Apostle say, if your soul is not, and Minister Tuggle say, if your soul isn't prospering, if you're not coming into a better relationship with the Lord each and every day, if you're not growing, if you're not allowing some shackles to be broken off of you, some yokes to be broken, some things to be pulled down, you know, removed from your life.
Yes.
So that your life will be an example of stewardship.
Oh, glory.
Then what are you really doing? You know, what are you really doing? So first of all, we have to be good stewards over the relationship that we have with God. We must actively seek God. We must actively seek what He wants for us in our lives. We must actively pray for his will to be done in our lives. And then we must pray for the strength, the courage, the wisdom to be obedient.
Amen.
We now have another person that would like to have a word tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Area code 510, last four digits, 5950. God bless you. You are in the studio. Good evening.
Amen.
Good evening. Enjoyed you, Apostle Zeta. Enjoy each and every one who contacted. I just want to say I enjoyed the word tonight and gave me something to think about. God bless us today.
Amen. And we're so glad that you decided to have a word. Amen. Because you know what?
Amen.
That's all I'm saying.
Amen.
This is another thing about being good stewards over our relationships. When we support one another, when we touch and agree with one another.
Yes.
Another example of being obedient and being good stewards. You know, we value our relationships with one another. We want to come out and love one another and support one another and stand with one another.
Yes,
so my sister, I'm so glad that you decided to have a word tonight. And if there's anyone else in the room that would like to have a word, we would just, to hear from you, because this is not we're family. You know, we're not, if you want to hear polished, if you want to hear perfect, then you might have to go to your televangelist for that. Here, we're just we're just a bunch of people that love the Lord with all of our hearts. We love teaching His word. We love coming together as a family in unity and love and teaching His word. And anybody, all is welcome here. And there is no wrong question, there is no, we're learning. We're all pressing towards the mark. So we're all trying to be transformed together. So I just want to thank all of you. And again, Apostle Zeta, I just want you to know you got me stirred up as usual. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
But what we're going to do right now, if there be nothing else, is right now, if you haven't given your life to Jesus Christ, we would like to give you an opportunity to do so. Hallelujah. Apostle Zeta has been teaching us on the word purpose.
Amen.
Christ died so that we all might be forgiven and find our purpose in Him.
Yes.
Hallelujah. But before you that, you must first make Him your Lord and your Savior.
Yes,
and we want to just praise God, because as we head into Christ's birthday, we're going to celebrate His birthday on Sunday, and Apostle Zeta will once again be bringing the Holy Word. What better time to give Jesus the one gift that He's always wanted? You.
Oh, glory.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
You.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you know, you don't have to go through a bunch of, you don't have to get all dressed up and say, well, Lord, I've got so much to change. No, He wants you to come right now, just
as you are.
Yes, that's right.
Yes.
And
that's right.
Let Him clean you up. Let Him fix you. Because you could fix yourself, you would need Him.
Amen.
So, and to do that, it's very simple. All you have to do is bow your heart and sincerely go to the Lord and say, Lord, I'm a sinner. And I come now repenting of my sins, because I believe that You are the Son of the living God. I believe that You came, You died, and You rose from my sins. Please come into my life and save me. And then, Lord, teach me Your ways so that I can learn of You and be obedient to Your word. Hallelujah. So that I can be a good steward over everything that You give me, Lord God. And I can do it all with an attitude of gratitude. And if you pray and just say it in Jesus' name and say amen. And if you prayed that prayer on behalf of all of us here, we want to welcome you some of the first to welcome you into the family of God. And as Apostle Zeta and everyone else here has so articulately said, we want you to get into the Word of God. We want to first and foremost study to show yourself approved. Ask, because the moment you gave your life to Christ, you received so many gifts, and one of those gifts is the Holy Spirit. And he is now in your life, indwelling in the inside of you. He is there to help you to know all things that are of God. So call on him, talk to him, and he will teach you.
Yes,
and then
yes.
we want you to get connected with a true Christ-following church. Body of belief.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that you can be nurtured and that you can find your spiritual gifts and that you will really be in your rightful place for the kingdom. So Apostle Zeta, once again, I want to thank you for this very anointed teaching, and we're going to seal it with prayer and close the program. Most gracious Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you. Thank you for this teaching we have heard on obedience and stewardship tonight. Lord, I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you pour back into your anointed vessel as she is poured out unto your people. Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus that we would remember to do all things in obedience to you, Lord God, with an attitude, Lord God, of gladness. Everything that we say and do, Lord, we want to do it for your glory. And Lord, just help us to understand what true stewardship is, Father God. Let us use all that you have given us, Lord, not just our money, but our time and our talents, Lord God. Let us use whatever we have to give you honor and glory, Father God. Because, Lord, you said in your house, only what we do for you will last. Only the way that we help others, hallelujah, is what blesses you.
Lord.
The way we serve others is what blesses you. The way that we impart the gifts that you have given unto each and every one of us in our own personality, in our own unique way. And when we use that for your glory, that's what blesses you, oh God. Lord God, we just pray against every negative spirit that would come against, hallelujah, your purpose in our lives. We pray against every spirit of fear, every doubt, every spirit of pride, Lord God, every spirit of the naysayers, Lord God, of public opinion. Lord, just help us not to look to the right or to the left, but keep our eyes solely stayed on you, Lord God. So that we can be the good stewards that you have called us to be in all our ways and on all that we do. It is in Jesus' holy and righteous name we do pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Thank you have been listening to All Nations Bible Study. Hallelujah, with your anointed host and facilitator, Apostle Zeta. Once again, we'd like to thank Mother Mitchell and Minister Adam Tuggle and our beautiful sister for dropping in and having a word.
Yeah.
And we want to thank God for all of you that were in here. And we just pray that eventually the Lord will nudge your spirit and you might bless others with your voice as well. So we just pray on behalf of all of us here. We pray that you continue to have a beautiful and blessed week. We want to wish you and your family a very blessed and a very merry Christmas. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
And we just want you to acknowledge Christ in all that you do. And from our household to yours, it is our fervent prayer that you be ye transformed. Good night and God bless you from Apostle Zeta and all of us here at All Nations Bible Study and from Spirit Alive Network. Good night, and God bless you.
Good night.
I love you. God bless you. Everyone,
love
you are awesome. Thank you, sis, for speaking. God bless you.
Amen. Oh, thank you.
Good night.
Amen. Thank you.
Good night.
Thank you. Amen.
Thank you.
Love you, Adam.
You too.
I don't know. Love you, Adam. I don't know. I should call him Adam, but love you, too. Wasn't meaning to leave him out.